It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the next episode of The Dictionary. First word today is a brooch. Adverb or adjective. Number one, the archaic form is in a condition or letting out a liquid, as wine. Number two, another archaic form is in action or agitation. A synonym is astir, A-S-T-I-R, as in mischiefs that I set a brooch. That is from Shakespeare. Next is abroad. Adverb or adjective. Number one, over a wide area. Widely. Number two, away from one's home. Number three, beyond the boundaries of one's country. Number four, in wide circulation. About. Number five, wide of the mark. Astray. Next word is abrogate. Abrogated, abrogating. I am learning a little bit more of some of the abbreviations and weird things that are in here, so I'm going to see if I can decipher this. The etymology, Latin abrogatus, and I think it's maybe the plural is, or abrogare, from ab, A-B, plus rogare, which means to ask or propose a law. And then it says more at right, and I don't know what that means. Okay, from 1526, number one, to abolish by authoritative action, annul. Number two, to treat as non-existent, as in abrogating their responsibilities. Synonym says see nullify. Abrogation is a noun. Next is abrupt, adjective, from the Latin abruptus, from, I don't know if this is, yes, this is the verb form abrumpere. I actually took a couple years of Latin in high school, so I should be able to read some of these Latin words. That means to break off. It's formed from ab plus rumpere, which means to break. It says more at the word reeve, R-E-A-V-E, from 1530, 1A, characterized by or involving action or change without preparation or warning. Unexpected, as in came to an abrupt stop, or as in an abrupt turn. Another example, an abrupt decision to retire. 1B, unceremoniously curt, as in an abrupt manner. 1C, lacking smoothness or continuity, as in an abrupt transition. 2, giving the impression of being cut or broken off, especially involving a sudden steep rise or drop, as in abrupt hills, or a high abrupt bank bounded the stream. Synonym says C, precipitate or steep. Abruptly is the adverb. Abruptness is a noun. Next, we have abruption. Noun from 1606, a sudden breaking off or away. Next, we have ABS, all lowercase, abbreviation for 1, absolute, or 2, abstract. Next is ABS, all caps, noun. Stands for, let's see if I can pronounce this, acrylonitrile, nope, this is really fun for you trying to hear me pronounce this, acrylonitrile, this is just the first part, acrylonitrile, butadiene, styrene, from 1964, a tough, rigid plastic used especially for automobile parts and building materials. Another form of ABS, all caps, this is an abbreviation for 1, the American Bible Society, or 2, anti-lock braking system. Next is abscess, a noun. Plural is abscesses. This is from the Latin abscessus, literally act of going away. It's from absidere, which means to go away. It's from the abs, A-B-S, or A-B, plus sedere, which means to go. From 1615, a localized collection of pus surrounded by inflamed tissue. An adjective is abscessed. Next, we have abscise. Verb, abscised, abscising. It's from the Latin abscissus. I can't remember if the C is pronounced as a K, so it could be abscissus. I can't remember. The verb form is abscedere, which is from combining abs and caedere, C-A-E-D-E-R-E, which means to cut. From 1612, to separate as a flower from a stem, by abscission. Next, we have abscisic acid, a noun, from abscission, plus ick, 1968, a plant hormone, which is C15H20O4, that is a sesquiterpene, widespread in nature, and that typically promotes leaf abscission and dormancy and has an inhibitory effect on cell elongation. Next is abscission, noun, 1961. It just says abscisic acid. Next we have abscissa, A-B-S-C-I-S-S-A. And I should notate that everything since abscess starts with A-B-S-C. I know that's not always perfectly clear. All right, so abscissa, noun, plural is abscissus with an A-S at the end, or abscissae with an A-E. This is from the Latin feminine form of abscissus or abscissus, from the verb abscindere, to cut off, forming ab and scindere, which means to cut. And it says more at the word shed. From 1694, the horizontal coordinate of a point in a plane Cartesian coordinate system obtained by measuring parallel to the x-axis. Compare to the word ordinate. And there is a little chart to the right that gives a little visual description of what abscissa is. On the XY coordinate coordinate system, if you go up on the Y coordinate system about halfway, they have a letter A, and then there's a line to the left, and then there's a letter P, and it says AP abscissa of point P. If I sat with that, I could understand it a little bit better, but I'm sure it's not that difficult. Next, and we'll say this is the last one for today, abscission, A-B-S-C-I-S-S-I-O-N, a noun. And again, I've learned a little bit more about this etymology stuff. This is saying it's from the Middle English word abscission, A-B-S-C-I-S-I-O-U-N, from the, I didn't notice what AF was. I'll have to look that up later. Abscission. Latin is abscission, abscissio, from the word abscindere. I think we've seen that a few times already. 1, the act or process of cutting off, removal. 2, the natural separation of flowers, fruit, or leaves from plants at a special separation layer. And with that, we will finish this episode. Thank you for listening. You can tweet me at DictionaryPod, or you can email me at DictionaryPod@gmail.com. Thank you, and I will talk to you later.